It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Rob. Rob's back in the studio. I'm out here in the parking lot at WJFK, 10800 Main Street. Welcome back to Hogfest 2008. We want to thank everybody that has come down and made this special. Just-in-time catering,
absolutely.
Bad Influence Band, Motorcycle Riding Concepts, also Patriot Harley-Davidson and Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly. Thanks to Beth Ann McBride, who's done a wonderful job.
A great job. Congratulations, Beth Ann. This is a great event.
Now, one of the things in my head when I decided to do this on the radio to kick off Memorial Day weekend was to kind of have a mini Rolling Thunder and get the festivities started out in our parking lot. And this is the thing I look forward to all day, and I'm waiting to the end of the show. Now, here's the way we'll do this, guys. If you want to stick around for the last buzz segment, you can. You can just fire up the engines and then turn it off and listen. If you want to roll out of here, you can do that. Just be very careful going out on the Main Street here in Fairfax. But we've got probably about a fourth of the people that were here at the very middle of the broadcast, but we've got enough people to recreate our own little roaring thunder, so I can say without further ado, gentlemen, start your engines. Let's listen. Wow.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Record that sucker. Get me a CD of that.
That's
Thank
what
you
we
all.
Wanted to hear.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. Thank you all very much for doing that. And without further ado, Buzz, let's sit down because we've only got about five more minutes of broadcast time left. You guys rock. Give yourselves a round of applause. That sounded great.
Thank you all.
We will make sure that we make an announcement on the show next week on Tuesday. We will make an announcement of where you can find this show, especially this segment, because I know everybody that's in this parking lot would like to see how this sounds, hear how this sounds on the radio. I also want to mention that on Memorial Day, Monday, we will not be here. We will do a rebroadcast of the very first Mike O'Mara show, our very first show.
Are you sure?
Yes, we're doing it that way.
Okay.
Yes,
all
we're
right.
we're taking 3 days, brother. That's the way it works. Thank you all for doing that. And now, and of course, at the end of the buzz, you can fire them all back up again because I got news for you. Nobody's leaving. Everybody's staying. Time for the final buzz of the afternoon. Here is Buzz Burbank.
A victory for polygamy. A Texas appeals court says the state was wrong to take away those 440 kids from the polygamist compound. A panel of five judges says the state failed to show that the kids were in any immediate danger. That's the only legal basis in Texas upon which children could be taken from their parents.
So all the kids go back to the women with the weird hair?
Eventually, yes. That's the way it appears now. Unless
all the kids go back to the homes where some of these women were proven to be under 14 and have had children.
And there have been reports of physical abuse and sexual abuse, but the state says the law is the law and the kids have to go back. Now, unless the state Supreme Court steps in and stops this, the kids are headed back home.
Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, here's one for nervous flyers. Who could I be talking about here?
Oh, no. Well, you know, I'm not flying anywhere this weekend. You go ahead. Panic away, Buzz Burbank. I don't give a rat's ass.
The planes out of Newark International have for decades turned toward the left on takeoff.
You can actually see those planes if you're going up the Jersey Turnpike coming into Manhattan. You can actually see that airport.
Well, recently the government changed that rule.
It might be 95. Is it? No, it's the Jersey Turnpike. That's where it is.
Well, see, they're just as confused as you are because now they're supposed to take off. After all these years of moving left, they're supposed to take off and fly right. There's some confusion about that. Sometimes the air traffic
What do you mean they're supposed to take off and fly right?
It used to be they're supposed to go to the left after they take off from Newark International.
And now they're supposed to
now
fly right?
Now the government, the FAA, is telling them to turn to the right, but they're all confused about that, and some are going left and some are going right.
Well, if they're moving, like, forward and they're going away from the airport, they're not going to hit each other anyway, right?
It depends on which runway they take off from. It's conceivable that a plane turning right and a plane turning left could have an unfortunate situation.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you're saying on parallel runways, one guy goes up and decides he's going to go right, the other guy goes left mid-air collision?
It could happen. It hasn't happened yet, fortunately.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone.
See, sometimes the controllers forget. Sometimes the pilots forget. A spokesman for the Air Traffic Controllers Union says it's very confusing. Quoting a passenger, It's very scary.
Well, it's Newark Airport, though, and I've spent a few weekends in Newark, and really, if you're leaving that city and the planes collide, you know, sometimes that might be a good thing. No, I'm joking, of course.
The controllers also complain that inexperienced trainees are being thrown into the thick of it because the towers are understaffed.
But don't they tell the pilots that are on the ground that, you know, you take a right turn or you get a heading of whatever,
out of habit, sometimes the pilots still turn left because that's what they've done for decades now.
Out of habit?
Out of habit.
Like you're smoking?
Kind of like that.
All right.
Only not as compulsively.
I understand.
Finally, sure, motorcycles are great, but most of us are still in love with our cars. Nobody loves cars, though, like Edward Smith of Washington State. He claims to have had sex with over 1,000 cars. A lubricated tailpipe often does the trick, but we understand it's not limited to that. Ed says he's done it with strangers' cars, even cars in dealership showrooms. One time he says he even made love to the helicopter from the TV show Airwolf. Ed is apparently a mechaphile. That's a man attracted to machines instead of women. He says he came out when he was 13, but didn't have his first sexual experience with a car until he was 15.
Yeah, fired up on that one, right?
That's when he met a Corvette Stingray. At least he has good taste.
Yeah, well, we'll have warm weather this weekend, so you can do it outside.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Next week on the big show, Bill Maher, right? He's going to be on the big show.
Oh, that's great.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, keep the rubber on the road and go ahead, fire them up. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara Show.